Hi, this is Anne Merchant, and welcome to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academy of Sciences, the National Academy of Engineering, the Institute of Medicine, and the National Research Council, collectively known as the National Academies. Although we can't see them, microbes are essential for every part of human life, indeed all life on Earth. The emerging field of metagenomics provides a new way of viewing the microbial world that will not only transform modern microbiology, but may also revolutionize understanding of the entire living world. Every part of the biosphere is impacted by the seemingly endless ability of microorganisms to transform the world around them. It's microorganisms, or microbes, that convert the key elements of life, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, and sulfur, into forms accessible to other living things. They also make necessary nutrients, minerals, and vitamins available to plants and animals. The billions of microbes living in the human gut help humans digest food, break down toxins, and fight off disease-causing pathogens. Microbes also clean up pollutants in the environment, such as oil and chemical spills. All of these activities are carried out not by individual microbes, but by complex microbial communities, intricate, balanced, and integrated entities that have a remarkable ability to adapt swiftly to environmental change. Historically, microbiology has focused on single species in pure laboratory culture. Our understanding of microbial communities, therefore, has lagged behind our understanding of individual members. Metagenomics is a new tool to study microbes in the complex communities where they live and to begin to understand how these communities work. Traditional microbiological approaches have already shown us how useful microbes can be. The new approach of metagenomics will greatly extend scientists' ability to discover and benefit from microbial capabilities. But what is metagenomics? This emerging field presents the greatest opportunity, perhaps since the invention of the microscope, to revolutionize our understanding of the living world. Through metagenomics, scientists can apply the power of genomic analysis to entire communities of microbes, bypassing the need to isolate and culture individual community members. In Greek, the word meta means transcendent. Metagenomics transcends the individual organism to the meta level of the community. Moreover, as both a research paradigm comprising many interrelated approaches and methods, and an emerging research field, metagenomics transcends classical approaches to microbiology. Metagenomics involves studying the genetic makeup of many microbes in an environment simultaneously and makes accessible the many types of microbes that can't be grown in the laboratory and therefore can't be studied using the central tool of classical microbiology. Metagenomics also enables the study of entire microbial communities, offering a window to intact microbial systems in which all of the parts can be examined individually or as a working whole. In 2005, the National Science Foundation, five institutes of the National Institutes of Health, and the Department of Energy asked the National Research Council to assemble a committee to address the current state of metagenomics. Their charge was to identify obstacles current researchers are facing, to explore the potential of metagenomics, and to determine how best to stage its development. Cracking the secrets of some of the Earth's countless microbial communities will reveal solutions to myriad challenges in human health, agriculture, and environmental stewardship. The metagenomics process has already been used to identify novel antibiotics and has revealed proteins involved in antibiotic resistance, vitamin production, and pollutant degradation. Metagenomics has been applied to many environments, including the oceans, soils, thermal vents, hot springs, and the human mouth and gastrointestinal tract. In fact, trillions of bacteria make up the normal microbial community found in and on the human body. Areas in which metagenomics offers particular value include medicine, alternative energy, environmental remediation, biotechnology, agriculture, biodefense, and forensics. In addition to the practical applications of knowledge gained through metagenomics, it's likely that fundamental biological concepts will also be reshaped. Increased understanding of microbes will lead to new concepts of genomes, species, evolution, and ecosystem robustness that will have effects beyond the specific field of microbiology. Metagenomics can help scientists address questions such as how do microbes evolve, what is the role of microbes in maintaining the health of their hosts, and how diverse is life. Much has been learned from early metagenomic studies, and it's starting to become clear which steps in the process commonly present difficulties and obstacles. The metagenomics research community, which includes scientists working on a very broad range of habitats and funded by many different agencies, should work together to disseminate advances, agree on common standards, and develop guidelines on best practices in metagenomics that would be of use to all the funding agencies interested in supporting metagenomics research. In particular, interdisciplinary collaboration will enhance the value of metagenomics projects and aid in the use of new knowledge for practical applications. The involvement of experts on the particular environment being sampled will amplify the value of metagenomics data. Expertise that would contribute to collaborations include atmospheric, ocean, soil, and water studies, geology, medicine, veterinary science, agricultural science, environmental science, and bioengineering. Virtually all biologists, whether they work on evolution, development, ecology, or cancer, or whether they study yeast, plants, corals, or mammals, we'll all find that greater understanding of microbial communities has something to contribute to their research. Because the application areas are so broad, the governmental stakeholders in metagenomics are numerous. The National Research Council recommends that an interagency working group take responsibility for ensuring that the development of the field of metagenomics occurs in the context of ongoing communication and coordination among the interested government agencies. Various sampling methods and DNA extraction techniques present a challenge for the standardization of metagenomics methods. It's essential to consider sampling issues and limitations at the beginning and throughout any study of a complex community. Data obtained from metagenomic analysis of any community will only be as good as the procedures used for the extraction of DNA from an environmental sample. Sampling schemes and DNA extraction methods must inform the interpretation of results. Developing ways to use different laboratory hosts for detecting the functions of genes in a community's genome will also be a challenge for function-based metagenomics projects. Challenges such as determining how to use pooled sequence data to determine the complete genome of individual community members, comparing the diversity of various environments, and assessing changes in diversity all need to be addressed. Improvements in bioinformatics tools, culture techniques, and physical separation methods, along with the generation of complete genome sequences for model microorganisms, will all make it easier to interpret metagenomic sequence data and, in some cases, assemble whole genomes. Data archiving is another issue. The enormous amounts of data generated by metagenomic studies should be made publicly available in international archives as rapidly as possible. The National Research Council recommends the establishment of specialized, peer-reviewed, and continuously maintained databases for storing and sharing metagenomic data. These databases should store not only sequences generated by metagenomics projects, but also information about the sampling and DNA extraction methods used to obtain the data and the computational and algorithmic methods used to analyze the data. They should include specialized tools that enable deposited data to be manipulated in different ways by different researchers and thus add value to the data. The National Research Council recommends the establishment of a global metagenomics initiative that includes a small number of large-scale, comprehensive projects that use metagenomics to understand model microbial communities. Large-scale metagenomic studies would establish methods, approaches, and conceptual insights that could be applied to ever more complex and dynamic systems. Scientists should consider a variety of large-scale projects representing a breadth of habitat types, including microbial communities in a natural environment, such as seawater or soil, host-associated microbial communities, such as the microbial inhabitants of the human gut or oral cavity, or microbial communities in a managed environment such as a sewage treatment plant or an aquaculture facility. A larger number of middle-sized projects and a number of small projects should also be considered. Large-scale projects would explore a few microbial communities in great depth, exploring a habitat with attention to variation, commonalities, and detailed characterization. Medium-sized projects would provide centers of excellence in metagenomics that can be more diverse than the large-scale projects, but would include multidisciplinary approaches to the study of a community. And the small-scale projects would be single-investigator-initiated and examine a slice of a community, a particular function in multiple communities, or a specific technical advance. Traditional microbiology has revealed how critical microbes are to life on Earth. From helping humans digest food to cleaning up hazardous waste, they perform many of the functions that are essential to the habitability of our planet. The new approach of metagenomics will greatly extend scientists' ability to discover the incredible capabilities of microbial communities. The landscape of metagenomics is as expansive as microbiology itself. Defining the metagenomic characteristics of microbial communities is a critical first step in understanding their contributions to the health of the planet, their roles in the well-being of humans, and the environmental consequences of human activities. As metagenomics develops, researchers and funding agencies will need to address a variety of technical and structural challenges. The field will benefit from a framework of interdisciplinary coordination, new bioinformatics and data management tools, effective systems of data sharing, and strong methodological standards will also be beneficial. The National Research Council recommends the establishment of a global metagenomics initiative to drive advances in the field in the same way that the Human Genome Project advanced the mapping of the human genetic code. This global metagenomics initiative would be an effective way to advance the field and enable the application of information about microbial communities to a variety of areas, including medicine, energy, biotechnology, agriculture, and many others. The more that's known about microbes, the greater value metagenomics data will have. Therefore, basic microbiology research shouldn't be neglected, but instead should be strengthened and deepened. An active dialogue between metagenomics researchers and other microbiologists and their representatives in funding agencies will help guide the fields in complementary directions. The Committee on Metagenomics was co-chaired by Joe Handelsman from the University of Wisconsin at Madison and by James M. Tieta from the Michigan State University. For more information on the new science of metagenomics revealing the secrets of our microbial planet, you should contact the Board on Life Sciences. Their phone number is area code 202-334-2187. You may also read the full text of this report online at nap.edu. My name is Anne Merchant, and you've been listening to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academies, advisors to the nation on science, engineering, and medicine. Be sure to visit us at our website at nationalacademies.org, where we have more than 3,000 books and publications available full text to read free online.